If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Take episode. We're so excited to have you here with us. In the past, these Quick Take episodes actually were only available to those who financially supported the show through Apple subscriptions and Patreon.
But due to popular demand, we have decided to shake up the perks for our supporters and will be releasing these quick takes on Saturdays to everyone, giving you all some extra free content that was previously unavailable to the public.
And these quick takes are a little more laid back, and they're hosted by just one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this quick take episode.
Shazam!
Boom!
It is I, Sith Lord Josh, coming at you with another Gaming Quick Takes episode. In a galaxy far away, there was a game called Jedi Fallen Order, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. Okay, I admit that was absolutely terrible, but it's a Star Wars game. I love Star Wars. There have not been a ton of great Star Wars games out there. Well, actually, I take that back. There's been a few good ones. KOTOR, the MMO, SWOTOR, and this game that I am telling you about, and that is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. This was one of my favorite games that I played the year it came out. It came out in 2020. I remember seeing it. I remember hearing about it. Star Wars games have been very hit or miss. I remember thinking, like, this game looks cool, but it's probably going to be a huge disappointment. Boy, was I wrong. And that is why I am going to talk about this game today. And I am going to tell you that if you have not played Jedi Fallen Order, you should immediately after this episode go pick up this game. I'm sure you can get it cheap and you should play this game. If you're not a fan of Star Wars, doesn't matter. This game's incredible. If you are a fan of Star Wars, even better because this is a phenomenal Star Wars game. Okay, so hopefully you're hyped. Hopefully I've got your attention. We're going to dive in here. Okay, so Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, this game takes place 5 years after the events of Revenge of the Sith. Okay, so that kind of gives you the timeline of where it's at. This was before the huge Skywalker saga. I guess it technically is part of the Skywalker saga, but you know, it's before A New Hope, after Revenge of the Sith. So you play as a Jedi Padawan named Cal Kestis. Okay, now Paul famously has not played this game because he can't get over the fact that the actor that plays Cal Kestis was on some show that he watched, and yes, they use his face. I never watched that show, so for me, it does not matter one bit. I don't know why that's such a big deal. I get it if you identify a character to a certain show, it's a little jolting to have them now be in like a video game or something, right? So, but honestly, that's Paul's loss because this game's amazing. So you play as Cal Kestis. You are a Jedi Padawan. You're being hunted by this group called the Sisters. So they have like the Second Sister, the Ninth Sister. These Sisters are actually trained by the Sith Lord Darth Vader in this game. So they're no slouches. I mean, Vader does, kind of play a behind the scenes role in this game. But that's basically it. So the game starts off with a very strong tutorial level. That's a lot of fun, kind of explains everything. But then, you know, the proverbial poop hits the fan and they figure out that you may have the Force, which makes you a Jedi. And then they start hunting you. And so you start to run, because obviously, you know, you don't want to be killed by a dark sister. So, that's kind of the very easy premise of the game. This game spans multiple planets. It spans multiple environments. It has amazing boss fights. It has amazing Star Wars stuff. You do get a lightsaber. That is a big thing in the game is, you know, the light, like building your lightsaber, and then you get to pick like which color you want it to be and stuff like that as well. So that's really cool. As you play, you unlock force powers. So as you play this game, the sense of progression to me is phenomenal. You start off as this little wimpy guy that barely knows he can even use the force. And by the end of the game, you are practically like a Jedi master. You know, there is, you really do feel like you have started from nothing and then made it to where you feel like you could just kick butt anybody's butt. And so I love that feeling in this game. Now this game kind of adopts the Metroidvania style. Now that's a little confusing because this game combines a lot of different genres, but it's that exploration and progression follows that Metroidvania kind of style, because as you unlock new force powers, you have the ability to go back to previous levels that you've been to and now make it to a new area. So that follows the Metroidvania kind of style to a T. The combat in this game is phenomenal. Honestly, I love it. It's, you know, it's Dark Souls type combat. You have to time your swings. You have to dodge out of the way. You know, you can block and stuff like that, but the combat is very skill based. It's not easy. Now you can set the difficulty level. So if you're not into a super big combat challenge, you can simplify that down to where enemies are a lot easier. I played this on a hard difficulty level because I really love that combat style and I found it to just be absolutely top notch. There's nothing like whipping out your lightsaber and fighting some kind of giant, you know, creature or, you know, a person, right? I mean, let's be honest, these Dark Sisters, they're going to find you and you're going to have to fight them. And so now you're into this crazy Jedi versus Sith lightsaber duel using force powers back and forth. And man, it just checks all those boxes. I love this game. This is one of the few games, I'll be honest, I'm sitting here talking about it and I'm getting super amped up and I want to play it again. And that's rare for me. So, you know, again, there's lots of different planets. The environments in this game are absolutely top notch. They feel so different. Like this follows that Star Wars style of having, you know, a planet like Tatooine where it's deserty and it's unique in its own right. And then maybe you go to some super forested planet that's just beautiful waterfalls and forests and lakes and stuff like that. Maybe you're on some super industrial planet where, you know, the Empire is just farming everything off of this planet and they're stripping it bare. And so it looks like this kind of wasteland of industrialness. Is that a word? I don't know that it is, but you kind of get the idea there. So, you know, I don't know how much I can gush about this game without sidetracking myself, but the story in this game is very, very good. This is not just about wielding a lightsaber and throwing force powers around. You follow the story of Cal Kestis through his kind of growth in the force and his interactions and finding people, and you know, what's going on there. The Empire is not good at this point. I mean, they're gaining a ton of strength. If you're familiar with Star Wars lore, you kind of know where they're at. Darth Vader has just kind of become Darth Vader since this follows Revenge of the Sith. And so he's insanely strong at this point. Nobody knows what to do. And here you are, this guy with the force, just trying to survive. These sisters are hunting you down. You are trying to unlock some secrets that are going to help you against the Empire. Classic Star Wars fare, right? Like, there's a lot at stake here. This is no slouch of a story involved in this either. But if you want a phenomenal plot, if you want gorgeous graphics, if you want top-notch melee combat with lightsabers and force powers, if you want exploration and light puzzle solving, if you want really good boss fights, I mean, fighting the sisters in this game are some of the best boss fights ever from a Star Wars perspective. I have talked about a spoiler in this game on a previous episode. The end of this game, I'm telling you, I won't spoil it just in case you haven't heard that and you want to play it. But there is a sequence at the end of this game that is one of the best sequences in any video game that I have ever played. I nerded out so hard at the end of this game. I legitimately got chill bumps through my whole body. Like when this was occurring, I literally was just sitting there staring at my screen going like, no way. And it just absolutely blew me away. I want you all to experience that as well. I'm telling you right now, you guys know I make some recommendations to you, but this is an absolute must play game. I can't think of any other way to put it to you. I love Star Wars. Yes, that probably sways me a little bit, but from a gameplay standpoint, this game checks all the boxes regardless of Star Wars theme to it. So definitely do yourself a favor and pick this one up. Now, it has been out for a while, so you can probably pick this up pretty cheap. I didn't see what it's going for, but I would imagine even at $60, this game is hands down worth every penny of it. So take my advice on this one. You will not be sorry. Pick it up. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Love it. Come chat with me about it after you play it, because Paul has not played it for very long. I think he said he didn't like the combat, or he doesn't. I don't know. He's a Star Trek nerd, let's be honest. So, but yeah, so I hope you enjoyed this Quick Takes episode. This is one I'm telling you is a must play. So let me know if you pick it up. Watch some gameplay footage of it. You'll see the style, you'll see the combat and all that, but it plays even better than it looks, which is saying something in today's day and age. So that's it for me on this one. I hope you all enjoyed. I will see you on the next Gaming Quick Takes. Thank you for the incredible support. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.